Radiation Magnetohydrodynamics Simulations of Cosmic Ray Feedback in Disk Galaxies, by Marion Farsi et al. Cosmic rays, CRs, are thought to play an important role in galaxy evolution. We study their effect when coupled to other important sources of feedback, namely supernovae and stellar radiation, by including CR anisotropic diffusion and radiative losses but neglecting CR streaming. Using the Ramses RT code, we perform the first radiation magnetohydrodynamic simulations of isolated disk galaxies with and without CRs. We study galaxies embedded in dark matter halos of 10 to the power of 10, 10 to the power of 11 and 10 to the power of 12 emson with a maximum resolution of 9%. We find that CRs reduce star formation rate in our two dwarf galaxies by a factor 2, with decreasing efficiency with increasing galaxy mass. They increase significantly the outflow mass loading factor in all our galaxies and make the outflows colder. We study the impact of the CR diffusion coefficient, exploring values from kappa equals 10 to the power of 27 to 3 times 10 to the 29 centimeters squared S1. With lower kappa, CRs remain confined for longer on small scales and are consequently efficient in suppressing star formation, whereas a higher diffusion coefficient reduces the effect on star formation and increases the generation of cold outflows. Finally, we compare CR feedback to a calibrated, strong, supernova feedback model known to sufficiently regulate star formation in high redshift cosmological simulations. We find that CR feedback is not sufficiently strong to replace this strong supernova feedback. As they tend to smooth out the ism and fill it with denser gas, CRs also lower the escape fraction of Lyman continuum photons from galaxies. This was Radiation Magnetohydrodynamics Simulations of Cosmic Ray Feedback in Disk Galaxies, by Marion Farsi et al.